That's all I'm asking of you. Just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. Yes, that is gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Help me today, show me the way, one day I want time. I'm only Lord, help me believe in what I could be and all that I am. Show me the stairway that I have to climb. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day around. One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking of you. Just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. Yes, that is gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Help me today, show me the way, one day I'll attend. Oh, do you remember when you walked among men? Well, Jesus, you know, if you're looking below, that's worse now than then. Pushing and shoving, and it's crowding my mind. Lord, for my sake, teach me to tell. One day I want to. Just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. Yes, that is gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. So help me today, show me the way, one day I'll. Help me today, show me the way, one day I'll attend. One day I'll attend.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I appreciate it. Amen. Appreciate Sister Maranatha. Amen. One day at a time. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's sing this song. We say, let the church say amen. Or let the bride say amen. Hallelujah. To every word that comes forth. Amen. That you know is going to build you and take you to the resurrection and rapture. Let the bride say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to you. Just lift up your hand and close your eye. And just say, let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. Let the church say amen. Let's choose the bride now. Well, let the bride say amen. Well, say amen. God has spoken. Let the bride say amen. Come on now. One more time. Let the bride say amen. Let the bride say amen. God has spoken. Let the bride say amen. Do you know why you're supposed to say amen? Because you are the bride of Jesus Christ. So everything that the bridegroom tells the bride say amen. Hallelujah. And we know that we are in the coming of the bridegroom. The midnight hour is upon us. Hallelujah. Do you believe that? The midnight hour is upon us. And that's why we are saying, let the bride say amen. Glory be to Jesus. Well, let the church say amen. Well, let the church say amen. Come on now. Let the church say amen. Oh, God has spoken. Let the church say amen. Let the bride say amen. Let the bride say amen. Well, let the bride say amen. Oh, God has spoken. Let the bride say amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We appreciate the Lord that He has done for us. Glory be to Jesus. Amen. 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 So let us sing this song which talks about some through the waters. Amen. God leads His children along. Hallelujah. Let's sing. In charity. Just so rich and so sweet, God leads His dear children along. Where the world has gone, hallelujah. Welcome, Pastor. Some through the fire, but all who are bound, some through with sorrow, but God gives a song. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah.
song in the night season and all the day long. Let's sing it one more time. Psalms through the Psalms through the flood. Psalm through great sorrow, but God gives a song in the night season all the day long. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Why don't you turn around? Just bid your brother, your sister welcome. Amen. A big voice, a big smile. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Are you tired already or something? What is happening? Praise the Lord. Where is the fire, Tororo? Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, mighty God is he. Saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise. Oh yes, yes, wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, mighty God is he. Saving me and keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise. Oh yes, wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, mighty God is he. Saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise. Oh yes, oh wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. Now it's getting warm in here. Mighty God is he, saving me and keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, friend. That's right. One more time. Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, mighty God is he. Saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, pray. That's right. Oh, he is wonderful. Glory! Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, my... Come on, Brother Robert. Praise the Lord. Saving, oh, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, prayer. Oh, sounds good. Oh, wonderful, wonderful, Jesus. I feel good. Counselor, Prince of Peace, my God is He, saving me, keeping me. Wonderful is my Redeemer. I feel like singing, eh? Feel good. Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, mighty God is He, saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise. Glory! Oh yes, wonderful. That's right. Jesus is to me. It's getting warm. Praise the Lord. Almighty God is He. You want to dance? Dance. You want to shout? Shout. You want to rejoice? Rejoice. My Redeemer, praise Him. Oh, yes, wonderful, wonderful. Jesus is to me. Prince of Peace, mighty God is He. From all sin and shame, wonderful is my Redeemer. Oh, one more time. Oh, yes, wonderful. Glory. Oh, Counselor, mighty God is He. Saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer. Just listen to this. Oh, once a slave, now I'm free, free from condemnation. Oh, Jesus gave liberty and a full salvation. Now the sins of the past have been all forgiven, and my name is inscribed in the book of heaven. Everybody, wonderful. Glory! Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, mighty God is He. Keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise. Living here in a holy union, day by day, all the way, holding sweet communion. Oh, what change grace has wrought in my lowly station, since my soul has received full and free salvation. Oh yes, wonderful, wonderful. Glory Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, mighty God is He, saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name. Glory! Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Turn around one more time. Greet your brother and sister. Praise God.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you, musicians. Praise the Lord. Amen. What a time, eh? Praise God. Amen. You thank God for, you thank the Brother Benon, Brother William in Nairobi. Amen. And the specials. Praise the Lord. Amen. God is so good, isn't he? And greetings. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Nairobi, we greet you. In the name of the Lord Jesus and all our friends online. We love you. We appreciate you. We're having a good time. Praise the Lord. Appreciate the specials. Amen. Amen. Sister Maranatha, one day at a time. God bless you, Sister Maranatha. Amen. You sang that so beautifully. And Sister Becky, you are the source of my life. Amen. Sang in Kiswahili. Amen. And then Sister James Epiche, good news from heaven. Amen. Also sang in Kiswahili. Praise the Lord. Amen. All beautifully sung. Thank you, sisters. Amen for those wonderful specials. And we also have visitors in our midst. We want to welcome them. Amen. And we have Awori Peace. Where is she at? Awori Peace. Oh, right there. Praise the Lord. You're welcome. Amen. From Greenland, right? Praise the Lord. Welcome, sister. Amen. And then the sister Adongo Martha from Kidongole. Where is she at? They're right there. Amen. Praise the Lord. Are you staying around here? Oh, okay. Praise the Lord. Yeah, you're welcome. Praise the Lord. And then we have Brother Odaka Peter from Kwari Kwari. Where is he at? Right there. Brother Peter, welcome. Amen. And then in Nairobi, we have there Brother Kansime from Kampala is in Nairobi. Brother Kansime, you're welcome. Amen. And also Sister Margaret Alupu is also still in Nairobi. Sister Margaret, welcome. She doesn't need an introduction. Praise the Lord. Amen. And then we have Antoinette Isuza, something like that. And then also Irene Cheruto, both are in Nairobi. I believe she came with Sister Esther Chumtai. Amen. Praise the Lord. And then Omanyala Joseph from Kayora. Where's Omanyala at? Oh, right there. Praise the Lord. Brother Joseph, you're welcome. Amen. It has been a long, long, long time. It's good to see you again. Amen. Welcome. Praise the Lord. Amen. And, I want to thank all the believers, the pastors and the ministers who are able to travel to Nairobi for last weekend to just see our brother Paul off. Praise the Lord. Amen. And we know, of course, he has gone home. We will see him one of these days. Amen. And I want to reel from my heart, and I believe Brother Wamai has already sent this appreciation. But on behalf of the church, I also want to thank everyone, right from, especially those who traveled to Nairobi, right from Tororo here. Amen. And Mbale, Kwari Kwari, Kidongole, Namutumba, and Obalanga was also there. And there were many others. Amen. So, and then also from Mombasa, Nyahururu, Nyeri, from Dar es Salaam. We want to really thank you all from the depth of our hearts for the heart that you have shown. That's real Christian attitude that you have shown. I also want to thank Brother David so much. We thank God for giving us Brother David.
Amen. Brother David. Amen. And bless him right there at the border to monitor a lot of it. Almost everything. Every time we are traveling, he's there. Amen. And his wife, Mama Meda. Praise the Lord. The little Michael. Praise the Lord. Amen. God bless you so much. Amen. You are going really meant a lot. And the ministers who travel, and also those who spoke, Brother Wilson Kamba and Brother Gabriel Rio. We really appreciate this attitude and the step they took. Praise the Lord. Amen. And I also want to thank you, especially the believers from Nairobi and from Tororo here, for the positive attitude. We know what happened, but you showed a very, very positive attitude to all the visitors who came over, and that's the way to go. Praise the Lord. Amen. You remember I told you my experience some months ago. I think that was in December, and my heart was blessed. I really thank God that God kept our hearts clean and pure. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'd already had my experience, but this time it was you. Praise the Lord. It was your turn. I'd already had mine. I guess you know what I'm speaking about, right? Yes. Now, I got a revelation a long, long time ago that God can never dwell in a bitter heart. Get that clear. Praise the Lord. Amen. It doesn't matter how saved you are, how much Holy Ghost you have. Once bitterness enters into that heart, God is gone. Amen. So whatever happens, you guard that soul. Guard that heart. Keep bitterness away. Regardless of who does what to you, it is your soul. Not the person doing whatever he or she is doing to you, but it is you. Praise the Lord. It's both ways. Amen. So if you can do that, and then you also control what you say, because when things are moving, people speak many things. When things settle down, then what did I say? Why did I say that? Praise the Lord. Amen. I'll read you a scripture here on James 3. I'll read from verse 7. For every kind of beast and of birds and of serpents and of things in the sea, every kind of beast, every kind of birds, every kind of serpents, and of everything in the sea is tamed and has been tamed by mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. Praise the Lord. Amen. Just a small thing. Human beings can tame a lion, an elephant. We know that. But the tongue. So you can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessings and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. That's an admonition. It shouldn't be that way. Doth a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries? Either vine figs? So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh water? Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. Praise the Lord. Amen. But if you have bitter envying and strife in your heart Glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, in other words, corrected, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is shown in peace of them that make peace. Praise the Lord. Amen. So I want to thank you, church, and a special salute to you. Amen. For the positive attitude that you showed. That was a great victory in itself. Amen. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's what brought the Spirit of God down, the special anointing that was there, that could be seen and felt by all. Amen. You made it happen. It was your attitude. Amen. So you stay like that, stay positive like that. Remember, whoever does what to you, never hold a bitter heart. Don't. Praise the Lord. The Bible says, be hungry and sin not. And don't let the sun go down when you are still hungry. The hour is late. Amen. We want to be found doing the right thing at all times. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's learn to love one another, appreciate one another, and do our best to help one another when we have the opportunity. Amen. There's something about brotherhood and sisterhood. The relationship, we don't really understand it, but it is deep. Amen. Praise the Lord. It is way deep because it's about your soul and your spirit tied together. It is beyond the flesh. You see, it's only when something bad happens, that's when you realize. You feel the pain. You feel the agony. You don't sleep. Praise the Lord. Amen. So the relationship, Christian relationship, is way deep. Amen. So when we know that, then we can express the love for one another with pure conscience. Amen. So God bless you. Let's go continue that way. Then God will do the rest. Amen. And our young people, amen, today is Sunday school. Was Sunday school, rather, first time from COVID, right? It has been quite a while, but we are so grateful that it has started off. And they are going back to school, some of them tomorrow. We want to pray for them. Amen. So can all the students just come up here. We pray for you. Amen. That's right. All students. Appreciate our little ones. We love them. Let's stand up, sing that song, God is so good, and then we pray. God is so good. Oh, God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. God is so good. Glory. Oh, God is so good. Good God.
so good. He's so good to me. I love him so. Just commit our little ones here as they go back to school from tomorrow. Gracious Heavenly Father, we stand before you to identify with our little ones, believing that each of them, they are seeds of God, predestinated from before the foundation of the world to live in times like this. And Father, we realize the days are evil. There are spirits, wicked spirits out there, oh God. But Father, we ask that the blood of Jesus may be with the little one here, oh God. Protect them, Father, from every evil force that may try to come against them. And as they go to school, dear God, may the angel of the Lord be with them, oh Father. May you overround them, oh God, and protect them. Guard them, oh God, even their minds, oh Father. Even their spirits, oh God, keep them pure, keep them clean. Lord, may you stand by them and protect them, Father, in all ways. Lord, may you give them strength, oh God, to stand. In the hour of trial, in the hour of difficulties, may they remember there is a God, amen, that they serve, that will never forsake them, that is there with them, oh God. Grant it, dear Father, and open up their minds, oh God. Take away the stress, the strain, the depression, and all kinds of spirits, oh Father, and keep them fresh, keep them pure, dear God. Those who are going to boarding schools, oh God, keep them in that place, oh Father. May you stand by their side, Lord, and may they constantly remember, oh God, that you are their God. That we are here praying for them at all times, dear God. Grant it, dear Jesus. Watch over them, oh Father, and keep them, oh God, until you bring them back again. We shall give you all the praise and all the glory and all the honor. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, we pray and ask the blessings. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. You can go back to your seats. You appreciate them? Amen. If the Lord tarries, these are future pastors, preachers, deacons, amen, singers in the church. Praise the Lord. Amen. God bless you. Let's pray and go straight to the word. Thank you, musicians. Dear Heavenly Father, dear God, we thank you that you have brought us together again in your sanctuary, oh Father, and we feel your love, we feel your presence. And Lord, we just commit the service now into your hands. A few words that I will speak, Lord, may it bring, Lord, strength into the hearts of your people, oh God. And may it open their minds of the people, Lord, to bring us to a place that we can feel your presence, your love, your joy, your power. Grant it, Father. Heal the sick within our midst, oh God. Grant deliverance to each and everyone. Remember, Brother Titus, he sent a prayer request. He's not able to come. Their school is opening up. He's busy at school. Be with them, oh God. And be with all the teachers, oh Father. And grant them wisdom, Lord, to do the right thing, Father. We now commit your word into your hands. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Well, God bless you. Amen. Let's go to the scriptures.
Isaiah 61, verse 1 and 2, and then Revelation 22, verse 17. Amen. Just by way of reminder, Soroti, the convention, we announced it the other day, is on, and the registration fee is 100,000 per person. Praise the Lord. Amen. I have the letter here. Maybe before I read the scriptures, let me just go through it. Invitation to attend a Seventh Thunder Revival Believers Convention. Obalanga, Kingston, Soroti, LCA. Salutation to the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ with hopes that this finds you still strong, standing in the Lord, as the scripture says, Philippians 3, verse 14, I press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Now, then he says, Joshua 1, 3, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that I've given unto you. And the theme of the convention is Give Me Mine Inheritance. Kingston Soroti Local Christian Assembly is organizing for a Seventh Thunder Revival Believers Convention schedule for Thursday, 31st August 2023. That's arrival. And then departure is 4th September 2023. The venue will be at Widows Conference Hall, Nakatonya, West Division, Soroti City, along Lira Road. That's where we were early this year. Accommodation and meals shall be provided for all residential brethren. In registration fee is 100,000. Amen. It said that for early preparation, please send your registration fee before 14th August 2023 for budgeting purposes to Kwambe Emmanuel, that's the trustee. Maybe, Brother James, we need a notice board behind there where we can pin this information to the people. Praise the Lord. Amen. So take note of those days. Brother James was there together with Brother Mike. Yeah, and then also the brothers, the deacons from Bale, they were also there. So they had a very fruitful meeting yesterday, and the convention is on. Amen. So that's our meetings. The host is Kingston, the pastor, Elio, Sebastian, and let's do our best, like we have always done, to be there with them. Amen. And I believe the Lord will bless us. He has never failed us. He has never failed us. I've never seen him fail us yet, and he will not. Amen. So let's go to the book of Isaiah 61, verse 1 and 2, and Revelation 22, verse 17. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Verse 2, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. Amen. Amen. Then Revelations 22, verse 17, and the Spirit and the bride say, Come. And let him that heareth say, Come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. May the Lord bless the reading of the scriptures. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Amen. So I'll just speak a few things here and there. Amen. And you keep me in your prayers. Amen. Amen. So my title is The Manifestation of Revelations 22:17 in the Day of Vengeance of Our God. Amen. Isaiah verse 2 says there is going to come a day that will be called the Day of Vengeance of Our God. It will come. And I believe that we are in that time. We are in that season. Amen. Now, Revelations 22:17 is the last day move of the Holy Spirit before the resurrection and the rapture. Amen. In the seven church ages, there is always a promise to the church. The Ephesians, the Ephesus church, all the way to Laodicea. Laodicea goes all the way to the tribulation period. But in there is the bride. Amen. There's another age in that called the bride age. It goes up this way. Amen. The prophet saw it in the vision of the bride. Praise the Lord. Amen. He saw one go, went like this and went down. Then another one came and went up. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So there is the bride in this age. Amen. Amen. So the spirit that has moved, been moving in the seven church ages, amen, that spirit finally winds up in Revelation 22:17. And that will be the last move of the Holy Spirit before the resurrection and the rapture. Amen. Can we say amen to that? Amen. Amen. So when God moves, God moves. Praise the Lord. Yes. Amen. So the spirit that operated in Revelation 10, 1 to 7, Revelation 3, eventually jumps to Revelation 22, 17. And there's a voice in there. The spirit and the bride say, come. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, quote Laodicean church age, Revelation 10, 7, and in the days of the voice of the seventh messenger, when it shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished. Amen. Amen. As he has declared to his servants the prophets. Amen. And Brother Roman said, there it is. He's sending a vindicated prophet, he has already sent. Amen. He's sending a prophet after almost 2,000 years, it has already happened. Amen. He's sending someone who is so far from organization, education, and the world of religion, that as John the Baptist and Elijah of old, he will hear only from God. Amen. And he will have, thus saith the Lord. Amen. And he will speak for God. Amen. It has already happened. Amen. He will be God's mouthpiece, and he, as it is declared in Malachi 4, 6, will turn the hearts of the children back to the fathers. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. So here we are, our hearts have already been turned back. Amen. The faith, the original faith, Amen. Is in the bride. Amen. And that faith is Jesus Christ. Amen. The person. Praise the Lord. Amen. He will bring back the elect of the last day, and they will hear a vindicated prophet give the exact truth as it was with Paul. We have already heard. Amen. Amen. He will restore the truth as they had it. Amen. And those elect with him in that day will be the ones who truly manifest the Lord and be his body and be his voice and perform his works. Amen. Here we are. Praise the Lord. Amen. A momentary consideration of church history will prove how accurate this thought is. In the dark ages, the word was almost entirely lost to the people, but God sent Luther with the word. The Lutherans spoke for God at that time, but they organized, and again, the pure word was lost for organization tends towards dogma and creeds, and not simple word. They could no longer speak for God. Then God sent Wesley, and he was the voice with the word in his day. Amen. The people who took his revelation from God became the living epistle, Amen. Read and known of all men for their generation. Amen.
When the Methodists fail, God raise up others, and so it has gone on through the years until in this last day. There's again another people in the land who under their messenger will be the final voice to the final age. Amen. This is thus say the Lord I'm reading. Amen. Yes, sir. The church is no longer the mouthpiece of God. I don't care which church it is. Amen. It's no longer the mouthpiece of God. It is its own mouthpiece, the church denomination. So God is turning on her. Now listen, he will confound her, the church. Amen. Through the prophet and the bride. For the voice of God will be in her. In who? In the bride. Who is the bride? You are the bride. With the voice of God. Amen. Amen. Yes, it is. For it says in the last chapter of Revelation 22, 17, the Spirit and the bride say, come. Amen. Once more, the world will hear direct from God as at Pentecost. Amen. But of course, that word bride will be repudiated as in the first age. So never expect the world to accept you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Repudiated means rejected, amen. Reviled, amen. Cursed. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. But the voice of God will be in you. Amen. So it's that voice that they come against. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. So this is the last day promise for the bride. Amen. 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 The last day move of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It will happen. Amen. For it is in the Bible. The scriptures can never fail. Amen. It has got to be fulfilled. And these are the last days. So the bride should be looking for that. Amen. That's a promise we should be looking for. Where is Revelation 22, 17? Where is that voice thundering from your soul? In sweetness and humility. A thunder shaking the demons. Hallelujah. Amen. It will be seven voices, lead voices. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Amen. So there are two major inspirations. I was just meditating on this. Amen. Two major inspirations the Lord gave us. Amen. One, to me, praise the Lord, major. One was St. John 5:19. Harmony between Christ and the bride. Praise the Lord. Amen. That was real, real thunder. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. And then two, just these last few days, Revelation 3:8, the open door, the Holy Spirit quickened it to us, the revelation of the person of Christ being the supreme authority in the church. Praise the Lord. Amen. That supreme authority being placed in the church, that we may know whom we are worshiping. That we may know whom we are serving. That we may know who is with us. Praise the Lord. That we may know who keeps us, who watches over us, who guards us, who protects us. Praise the Lord. Amen. Supreme. Supreme is the final. There's nobody above. It's the final. Amen. That's the one who is here. Supreme authority in the church. Behold, I lay before you an open door. Revelation of supreme authority. Restored back to us. In times like this, then we know we are worshiping a living God. Hallelujah. Amen. So, St. John 5:19, we have gone through this many times. I just want to refresh your mind. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Amen. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, this also doeth the Son likewise. Praise the Lord. It was hidden right there. Praise God. In 1962, amen,
Brother Branham standing there alone. Actually, if the rapture had taken place in 1962, only one person would have gone. Malachi 4. Praise the Lord. Amen. But we thank God there was a seventh seal waiting there, and there were names hidden under there. And by then, the seventh seal was not broken yet. Praise the Lord. So when the seventh seal broke open, here comes the bride. Here we are. Praise the name of the Lord. We can then declare who we are. So at that time, he looked around. It was all gone. He said there were three head planters. Amen. 1962. One was Oral Roberts. Another one, Billy Graham. Amen. And then another one, him. Praise the Lord. Amen. And then he declared clearly where the two were going to wind up. Amen. The seeds that they had planted would wind up. But he said then there was the word which was planted separate. Away like Abraham. Amen. Way in the backside of the desert. Amen. Having no business in Sodom and Gomorrah and places like that. Amen. Praise the Lord. So it was all gone. He had no hope. Humanly, he was done. He thought he had reached the end because his ministry was also going down. Praise the Lord. Amen. Then the grace of God, the love of God. He said, don't despair. Pick up your pen and write. I'm going to tell you something. But it is hidden under the seventh seal. But it is coming forth. Amen. Amen. So it was a prophecy then. Say, you're right. Then say, here is what the Holy Spirit told me to pick a pen and write. Amen. These last days, Amen. True church bride comes to the headstone, Amen. Will be the super church, Amen. A super race. Amen. As they near the great headstone, they will be so much like him. Even they will be in his very image in the order to be united with him. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. There's a spiritual uniting and there's a physical uniting. Amen. There's a headstone Holy Spirit slot. There's a headstone love up on top there. Praise the Lord. Amen. There's an appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ. The shout, the voice, and the trump. And then there's a physical coming of the Lord. What we are in, the appearing. Praise the Lord. Amen. Which is the headstone. Can you say amen to that? You know your message. So as they near the great headstone, he said, they will be so very much like him. They will be in his very image. And you know what your image is? Faith. Virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, amen, brotherly kindness. That is the image. That is the nature of your theophany. The positive. Amen. Praise the Lord. I was telling Brother Gabriel at your tomb the other day, he was telling me how Paul, towards a week or so before, had become so humble. And they were wondering, and there were two witnesses. You heard Brother Eli spoke about it. He said he first asked Paul, he said, Paul, something has happened. You're feeling so humble. And then when they went out, and then Brother Gabriel asked him the same question. So explaining to him how that the prophet said clearly, say, when a woman is a mother is about to deliver, there's some anointing around her. She becomes so, she behaves in a certain way. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And he said the reason is because there's life hanging around her. Amen. Waiting to grab that baby. Amen. That life is predestinated. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's why we believe in predestination. Amen. God alone sends that life, comes from God. Amen. Amen. So immediately the baby is delivered, the life just jumps into the baby. Amen. And then the baby screams. And then everybody rejoices. Amen. A child has been born. Amen. Amen. But in the spiritual realm, something supernatural took place. Amen. Amen. So now as we grow, the Bible says we should be formed into the word image. Amen. Correct? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. The image of the word. Amen. Amen. But there's a real word, positive, which is the theopany on the other side. But we are formed into that image. Amen. So we are here being made ready for the theopany. Amen. Just like when you're in the womb, there was a life outside waiting to grab that baby. Amen. There's somebody, there's a body on the other side waiting to grab that life. Amen. Correct? Amen. But that life has to be formed into the image of the theopany. That's why as a child of God, you cannot die until God has prepared you. Amen. Amen. You just don't die anyhow. You are a child of God. Amen. You come from God, you are going back to God. Amen. Amen. Just like as a father, it is your business to prepare for the child. Amen. Amen. You buy the clothing, the towels, and everything. Amen. Amen. You have high expectation, great aspiration for the child. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Humanly, we do that. Yes. How about God? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. When you are born on this earth as a son, as a daughter, and you are going home to the other side, Amen. Say, I go to prepare a place for you. Amen. If this earthly body be dissolved, there's another body up yonder waiting for you. Amen. Amen. So if this life waiting to grab that baby from a mother's womb makes a mother behave that way, how much more Amen. Will that theopany hover around you Amen. When he knows Yes. the time has come Yes. to grab that life? Then you behave in a certain way. Amen. You do strange things. Amen. You don't know why you're doing it, but you do it anyway. Amen. It is your theopany directing you. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. So that when it comes time to go, oh, brother, you are ready then. Amen. You are not fighting and kicking and jumping. No, no, no. There's a sweetness all around you. Amen. Peace like a river Amen. All around you. Amen. You are ready to cross over. Amen. No trouble at the river. No, 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 no. There's something waiting for you. And it's just a matter of a split second. Amen. You are there. Amen. Praise the Lord. And people are crying and falling down and kicking. But you're already there. Amen. You are already there. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. So while we are still here, let's do our best, brother. Amen. Amen. Let's have our theopany, whether we are going now or we are going in the rapture, let's have our theopany nearby. Amen. Because even if you are going to be translated, there it is. Amen. A split second, you are changed. Amen. So let's be ready. Amen. Let's be ready, brother. Praise the name of the Lord. Get all the vitamins. Amen. Praise the Lord. You hunger for something, grab it. Just like a mother who is expecting, is craving for watermelon. You look for watermelon. Amen. You look for mangoes, which is not ready. And praise the Lord. Okay, mamas, I'm sorry. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Eating raw mangoes, some even eat sand. Praise the strange behavior. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So it happened. So praise the Lord. Where was I at? Amen. Said there will be one. As they near the headstone, you are being formed into the word image. So let's have our theophany next to us. Amen. Praise the Lord. You remember Brother Mukibi's words, Amen. The last moment? Amen. You heard how he would talk about this theophany close to him? Amen. He would say, my theophany is very close to me. My theophany. People didn't know what he was talking about. But he was getting messages from his theophany. Tell them! Hallelujah. Declare it! Amen. He didn't know. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. But there it was. Amen. He had become channels of communication. Amen. Direct from his theophany. He didn't know it. It was not his mind. Amen. Amen. It was the mind of Christ in operations. Praise God. Oh, God can do things, brother. Don't fear anything. Don't fear death. Don't fear nothing. Just serve God and fear God. That's it. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay. Say, as they near the greatest stone, they will be so much like him, even his very image, in the order to be united with him. They will be one. Amen. They will be the very manifestations of the word of the living God. Amen. Denominations can never produce this. They'll produce their creeds and dogmas mixed with the word. And they will bring a hybrid product.
Hallelujah.
My. Amen. Then he goes to talk about the bride given to Christ. Amen. Adam and on and on. But this last, he said, then from a little group of the true seed of the word.
Yeah.
Amen. And I believe God help me. Amen. Amen. To be a servant to that little group.
Yeah.
Of the true seed of the word.
Yeah.
To serve them with all my heart. To do all the best I know how. Praise God. Amen. The little group of the true seed of the word, the beloved of the Lord. Amen. God will present Christ, a beloved bride. Amen. A virgin of his word. And through them and by them will be fulfilled all that has been promised. For his word in the virgin. Who knows no man-made creeds. Oh, praise the Lord. He will act himself by his own word of promise to fulfill all that has been written of him. Now here is the bomb. Notice what harmony. Jesus never did anything until sin of the Father. Or the Father showed him first. Harmony between God and Christ, St. John 5:19. Glory be to God. So will the bride. He shows her his word of life. She receives it, she never doubts it. Nothing can harm her, not even death. For if the seed be planted, what seed? St. John 5:19. If they be planted, the water will raise it up again. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. And now you say, I got a great big hallelujah, and we got a great big hallelujah. Here is the secret. St. John 5:19 is in the bride. Hallelujah. The mind of Christ will know what he wants done with the word. And she does it in his name. She has thus say the Lord. Oh, church of the living God. Amen. That's our promise. That's your promise. That's what is hanging over you. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. This harmony is now to exist between the groom and his bride.
Amen.
The bride must be brought into speaking terms with the Father.
Amen.
I do nothing except my Father tells me what to do. Shows me you are in speaking terms.
Amen.
A state of maturity where she becomes a channel of communication.
Amen.
For direct inspiration. Amen. You don't think, just say it.
Amen.
Amen. Say, don't even worry about what you will say.
Amen.
I'll give you a mind.
Amen.
I'll give you a mouth.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And that mind will be the mind of Christ.
Amen.
Amen. And the mouth will be his own voice.
Amen.
Speaking, it will confound the unbeliever.
Amen.
It will confound the critics.
Amen.
That's your promise.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. We are fighting for that. We are striving for that.
Amen.
I'm preaching for that.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm living for that.
Amen.
Because it's my inheritance.
Amen.
My promise.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we thank God for giving. It's already in the bride. Too late, Satan.
Amen.
The seed, the word is in the bride.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the water will raise it up.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Glory be to God. There will be a bride. There will be a church. There will be a people.
Amen.
On earth. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. In the day of vengeance. So we saw that. We know that.
Amen.
So we are so happy for that promise. Amen. And a lot has been spoken around there. Praise the Lord around that promise. Praise the Lord over time. Amen. And then these past few days, amen, early, I believe this year, the Holy Spirit opened to us, Revelation 3, verse 8, I've set before thee an open door. Amen. The open door being the supreme deity of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, amen, being in the church. Amen. I know thy works. Amen. Behold, I've set before thee an open door, amen, and no man can shut it, for thou hast a little strength, amen, and hast kept my word and hast not denied my name. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. And then listen to what Brother Branham says here. He said, now we find out back there, the first in all revelations, the first, amen, in all revelations is the deity, the supreme deity of Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm the first and the last, the beginning and the ending. Amen. So it is the first in all revelation. Amen. You miss that, you miss all revelations. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm not talking about, you know, just the goddess as it is. This is deeper than that. I kept saying it from that time. This is the person of his being, being in you. That's the revelation that the church was built upon. Upon this rock of revelation of who he is, I'll build my church. And the gates of hell will never prevail against it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So that's the first of all revelations, and it opens up to many revelations. Amen. Amen. When God appears, when he appeared to Moses, what did he say? I am that I am. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. In Revelation chapter 1, he reveals himself. I am that I am. Amen. I'm the first and the last. Amen. I'm the Almighty. Amen. And then he starts declaring what he's going to do ahead there. Amen. The Great One first introduces himself. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. So is it today. Amen. He's restored back to the church. Amen. The last day church. Amen. Amen. Not in a glorified form. Amen. But in supreme deity. Amen. The amen. The final. Amen. The finish. Whatever he says, finish. Amen. Amen. If he says, I've forgiven you, finish. The devil can come with a long list of things. Amen. He did this, he did this, he did this, he did this, he did this. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. That cannot change anything. It can't. When he says it's finished, amen, it is finished. Amen. Amen. Now that's the person we are dealing with. Amen. That's the one supposed to be in you. Is person in you? Are you catching this, church? Is it too high for you? Does it sound like a myth to you? It is a reality. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. It's real. I know young people, listen to me. Praise the Lord. Young people, you have no story to tell. Right? Like the young people in the Bible. You have no testimony. You see that? Praise the Lord. Amen. You are looking for one. That's why in the Old Testament is the young people who conquered. Amen. God raised up a young people who knew nothing about Egypt. Amen. Those who could talk about the good things of Egypt, the garlic and the biscuits and all those kinds of things of Egypt, God made sure they were all wiped out except two. Amen. Caleb and Joshua. Amen. So he raised up a young people without a history, without nothing, but with a promise. Amen. The only thing they had was the promise. They had nothing to show, but they had a lot to fight for. They had a lot to live for. Hallelujah. Amen. They can only talk about the future. Amen. Not backwards. Because they had nothing there. Do you see young people? So you should be on the firing line. You should be on the forefront fighting. Because there's a greater thing. Forget about the world. Forget about the things of the world. Forget about that. Forget about that. Praise the Lord. Amen. These phones here have things that can destroy you. These phones, all the crazy things is in there. But the message is also there to help you. You can sit there in your corner and you look at all those things, crazy things, dirty things to pollute your mind. You are hooked to hell. You are plugged to hell. Like you plug this charger, USB here, or the charger, I plug it there to draw power from there, to feed in this. Correct?
Yes.
To give this thing power so that it can produce these pictures. You look at those dirty things, you are plugged, just like this is plugged there to draw power, you are plugged directly to hell. And you are drawing your inspirations from hell. You are feeding from hell. And bringing hell right into your soul. No wonder you come to church dead. Sleeping. And a young man, a young sister sleeping in church, shame on you. The mind is clogged. There's no life from hell. Death is what is drawn from hell, not life. But you are plugged to heaven. Oh, my goodness. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us, oh God. Revive me today, oh God. Let me serve you. Let me fight for you. Let me live for you. Revive me, God. Amen. A young man on fire. Then you know where he's drawing from. Praise the name of the Lord. He's alive. You feel life. You feel power. He speaks. You feel joy. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. He's full of joy, full of love, not moody. Amen. Not blowing up at any slightest thing. Is gone. Praise the Lord. Complaining and all this. No, praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. But this aspiration is from He's in heaven. Amen. It's looking for God. Amen. Amen. Then you begin to see life, vibration of life, power. Amen. And brother, you young people, God creates the situation. Don't fear. They shall lay hands on the sick and the sick shall recover. Amen. A sick person is sick around you. Don't fear. Amen. Just go right there, lay hands and watch what God will do. Watch what God will do. God will prove himself to you. You have examples in the Bible. You have a David. He was a small person. He lived in the wilderness. Amen. He was not afraid. He was not afraid of lions, bear, and all kinds of beasts. He wasn't afraid. When he came face to face with Goliath and the whole of Israel was gone, King Saul was so scared. Amen. But David said, I'm going to fight him. You a little boy? Yeah, so I'm going to fight him. Amen. And he prophesied, this day, amen, I'll chop your head off. Amen. This day, not tomorrow, this day. Amen. And he did it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. He did it, brother. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We are still serving that same God. Amen. That same God still lives today. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So, young people, you have those phones. Use it for the kingdom of God. Amen. Can we say amen, young people? Amen. Can we say amen? Amen? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Can we say amen, young? Amen. Oh, that's right. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Caleb, let's hear our young people here. Can we say amen, young people? Amen. Praise God. Amen. That's right. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's fight the good fight of faith. There's a heaven to go to, and there's a hell to stay away from. You don't come from hell. You're not going back to hell. You come from God. You're going back to God. That should be your testimony. Don't play games. The devil is not playing games. It's after your soul. Amen. Pray, but the Holy Ghost knows you. Amen. He chose you. Amen. Amen. Before the foundation, you are mine. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. So make up your mind today. I'm a child of God. I'm a son of the King. I will live like a son, behave like a son, talk like a son, walk like a son. Hallelujah. Worship like a son. You're one in a million. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory. A revelation of the supreme deity of Jesus Christ being here. Amen. In our midst. Praise the Lord. Amen. Say, that's the first of all revelations, and then the rest will follow. Glory be to God. Say, now what did he do in the first chapter of Revelation? He revealed his supreme deity to the first church. And then at the end, he brings it back. Malachi 4 brings back the supreme deity. Amen. Amen. Of the Lord Jesus Christ. The very person revealed as the capstone word, Joseph, perfection, seven thunders. Amen. Behold, I lay it before you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I told you I'm not going to take long, and I'm not going to take long. Amen. So that was St. John 5:19. Amen. Which you already have in us as a seed. Amen. Can we say amen? Amen? Amen. And the prophecy, the word is the water will raise it up again. Amen. If it is in there. And then number two, harmony. Number two, amen, the supreme deity of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen, amen. Being in the church. Amen. So today, and we have this Revelation 22:17 as the last move of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Correct? Amen. In the church. Yes, sir. Before the resurrection. Amen. And the rapture. I'm going to say something now. And then we close. Today, we are tying St. John 5:19, Revelation 3:8, to Revelation 22:17. Church, can we say amen? Amen? Glory be to God. Then we are ready to rumble. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. St. John 5:19, Revelation 3:8, the supreme deity. We are tying it to Revelation 22:17. Amen. We are ready to make the next move. We are ready for the next step. We are ready to rumble, to fight the good fight of faith. Bless the Spirit is going to ride somebody. The Spirit will jump upon the church and make the final ride to the resurrection. The Spirit and the bride say, come. Oh, hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory be to God. The supreme deity is the anointing, is the Spirit, the person, the Spirit, capital S. That is the supreme deity, the person of his being in the church to quicken the word. St. John 5:19 is the intelligence, the mind, and there's a voice in there. Come, the Spirit and the bride say, come. A message of grace. In the hour of judgment, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. To preach the acceptable year of the Lord and to declare the day of vengeance and comfort them that mourn. We are ready for the final, for the last move, brother. We are ready to enter in, church. Glory be to God. Let's give him praise. Let's shout. Let's worship him. Glory be to God. Today is a new day. Let's not forget this day. We have been moving, 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 moving. But now we are here. We are getting close, getting close, getting close. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Where is St. John 5:19? In you. Where is supreme deity? In you. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Now Revelation 22:17, he is here, the Spirit and the bride say, come. Amen.
One final quote and we are done. Praise the Lord. Oh, what a message, yeah? What a time. 30 minutes, I'm done. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We find out that when a man comes sent from God, ordained of God with the truth, thus saith the Lord, the message and the messenger are one and the same. Because he's sent to represent, thus saith the Lord. And this bride will have, thus saith the Lord, or she will keep still. You have been sent to represent, thus saith the Lord. Word by word, so he and his message is the same. A denominational man under denominational auspices, he and the church is one. A theologian under theology made by some denomination, he and his message are one. Church of theology. Amen. Then when a man comes with, thus saith the Lord, he and the message is one. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. He and his message is one. Glory be to God. Amen. And when Elijah come with, thus saith the Lord, he and his message became one. Just as Jesus, when he came, he was the Word, St. John 1. So the Word of God and the messenger of the age was the same thing all the time. Jesus was the Word that was prophesied of. He was what the prophet said would happen. And we are speaking of Revelation 22, 17. Amen. A virgin shall conceive. Revelation 22, 17. Amen. Prophesied way back in the beginning. Amen. God told them that. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, do you see where I'm trying to get to? And he said, I spoke with you pretty plain this morning. And I spoke pretty plain this morning. Don't you see the authority of the living God in the living church? The bride. The sick are healed. The dead are raised up. The cripples walk. The blind see. The gospel goes forth in power. The message and the messenger are one. The word is in the church, in the person. Oh, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the living God. Praise be the name of the Lord. The word was in the person when Elijah went there. He said, it shall not rain until I call for it. Amen. Who was that? Was that Elijah? No, that was the word in Elijah. Praise the name of the Lord. That same word is already in you. I do nothing except my Father. Oh, praise. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. When it came to a showdown, Elijah and the false prophets, they were all there. They prayed from morning. Elijah said, you pray. He mocked them because he knew where he was standing. He had thus saith the Lord. When they failed, his time came. He stepped out there. He did what he had to do and he prayed. He said, Lord, I've done this at your own way, at your will. You showed me what to do. Now, Father, let the people know that you are the God of this bride, that you are the God of Elijah, that the God of this Bible still lives. There are impersonators everywhere. There are mimics. There are all kinds of things. But there's a true bride coming forth. She will come at the evening time when the hour is so late. It shall be light in the evening time. The light is the person. The light is the supreme authority. The light is the supreme deity. And there's going to be a voice. Not your voice, but his voice. Speak and move forward. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. And the anointing is the person. Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, hallelujah, I'm done. I don't know what to do. Play something to your brothers. Praise God. Amen. We are ready for the next step. The next great step. Praise God. Amen. Oh, we are here. God has us where he wants us. Amen. He has got us, brother. He has got us where he wants us. We are not going to move until he blesses us. And he's not going to leave us until he blesses us. Praise the Lord. That should be your attitude. To the time, to the season. Because we are locking ourselves into the promise. And God cannot fail. The God who revealed St. John 5:19, who gave us supreme deity, that God is the one ordering this. He ordered this church. He ordered this. It's gonna happen. It's a promise in the word. We are getting ready for that. God bless you. Give a shout of praise. Oh, praise God. Glory. Hallelujah. Let's worship. Let's shout. Let's sing. Let's praise God. Let's rejoice. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Turn around, greet your brother. Greet your sister. We are here. We have arrived. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Glory. Yes, sir. I feel good this morning. Yes, sir. Yes, 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 yes. Glory. God bless you.
You appreciate the message. Let the fire fall. Hallelujah. You appreciate Pastor. Amen. One more time. Give him a hand of praise. Hallelujah. Fire, fire, fire. Fire, fire, fire. As in the day of Pentecost, you appreciate Pastor. You appreciate him. As in the day of Pentecost, fire, oh fire, 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 fire. Can I hear you? Hey, fire, fire, fire. Hey, as in a little Pentecost, fire follow me. Hey, as in a little Pentecost, fire. Oh, motto, 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 motto. Hey, motto, motto, motto. Hey. Come and seek your Pentecost, oh, to Ewaka. Hey, come and seek your Pentecost, oh. Dance now. Can we dance? Can we clap? Commission. Hallelujah. You have been anointed and commissioned. Amen. To bring forth the resurrection. And you have been given the power and authority. And that power and authority is now with you, the bride of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So when we call for the fire, it must come down. Hallelujah. We call for a revival. The seventh under revival. And the seventh under revival is now. You are the revival. You are the revival. Young people, you have heard what Pastor just said. You are the one to bring forth, to complete the circle. Can I? Young people, just a moment. Young people, Pastor just said that you are the one to complete the cycle. Amen? So when we call for a revival, make sure you are on fire. You are on the front line. Make sure everything you do, make sure that it is for the benefit of the gospel. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am that original sin. I am that original sin. I am that original sin. Hey, I am that. Come on now. Hey, I am that original sin. Oh, I am that original sin. 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 I am. Oh, I am that original sin. Who are you? I am. Oh, I am that original sin. Who are you? I am. Hey, I am that original seed. Who are you? I am. Oh, I am that original seed. Who are you? I am. Who are you? I am. Who are you? I am that original seed. Hey, I am. I am that original seed. Who are you? I am. I am that original sin. Oh, I am. Hey, I am that original sin. Who are you? I am. Yes, I am that original sin. I am that original sin. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen. Yeah, praise the Lord. Amen. God bless you. Amen. You appreciate the word? So as we transition to Nairobi, God richly bless you. I am that original seed. Don't get tired now. Hey, I am that. Who are you? I am. Testify now. Can I see you testify? Who are you? I am. Testify. I am. About it, testify. I am. Oh, Hambanate, Kaluru, Hambanate. Can you sing now? Hambanate, Hambanate, hey, Kaluru, etu. Kalulu etu, Kalulu etu, Kalulu etu, Kalulu, Hamba, Hambanate, Hamba nate, hamba nate, hamba hamba. Teta teta nate, teta nate.